Hello, everyone. My name is Kelly Munn, and I'm with the League of Education Voters, commonly called LEV. Welcome to our online webinar series, Lunchtime Levinars. Today is the fourth and last webinar in this series, College and Career Ready, a new high school diploma for Washington. Today, we will hear from Mike Flodine on reducing math remediation at Tacoma Community College. As many of you know, far too many of our state students are coming unprepared to the community and technical colleges. In fact, 57% are having to take remedial classes at our local community colleges and technical schools. This translates into students having to retake and pay for what are the equivalent of high school classes. This slows down the process sometimes by years before students can earn a technical certificate or an AA degree. Reducing remediation is a focus for many of the community colleges in our state. Today, we are highlighting some successful practices that Tacoma Community College is applying. Statway is a program that Tacoma Community College has implemented that combines pre-college math with college-level math and growth mindset curriculum. And it targets students who are going into a non-STEM field. So it's an alternative math pathway. This program was developed by the Carnegie Foundation for the Advancement for Teaching. It's being expanded, but right now it's a community college course that is demonstrating some seriously impressive outcomes nationally, and Tacoma is getting really great results with the program. Tacoma Community College is, in fact, on the cusp of becoming a national demonstration site for the program, and they may eventually have a role in training other colleges in this program. This should be an exciting and informative webinar. Before we give the floor to our presenter, here are a few quick reminders. You'll notice we have a chat function on the left-hand side of the webinar. This is a space for you to pose questions to the presenter. Please remember to be respectful, as all this information is public and will be archived for later access on our website. We really encourage you to ask questions throughout the entire presentation. We will either incorporate them in the presentation or in the last 10 minutes there'll be Q&A and I will be asking those questions. So feel free to type your questions at any point in the chat section on the left. Today's presenter is Mike Flodine. Mike earned an MS in math from the University of Washington in 1987. In 1991, he began his teaching career as a full-time math faculty member at Tacoma Community College, and in 1999 was hired as the Dean for Math, Science, and Engineering at Tacoma Community College. And this is a position he currently has. I'd like you to welcome Mike Flodine, our presenter today.
Thank you for the introduction. I'm glad to be here. I have participated in webinars before, but this is the first time I am presenting one, so I hope that everything goes smoothly and that you find this informative. As was mentioned in the introduction, Statway is a national program. As you see there, TCC is one of the 19 pilot colleges that started this. Just a couple of contact information things on our first slide there. So you see my name and email, and if you have questions that we don't get asked or that seem more detailed, you're welcome to email me. And I also want to give credit to our full-time faculty member at Tacoma Community College, John Kellermeyer, who has been our lead faculty member for Statway, has taught the course many times. He is working not only teaching at TCC, but with the Carnegie Foundation to help train new faculty who are coming into the Statway program. In fact, some of the slides you're seeing I borrowed from him and then modified, and he's not able to be on the call with us today because, of course, he's full-time faculty here and so not working during the summer. But I did touch bases with him and wanted to make sure he got credit for his good work. And if you have questions about the curriculum of Statway in particular, you would be welcome to email John. He would be happy to interact with you. His email is there. I have not taught the classes myself, so I have only sort of a general knowledge as an administrator of what we're covering there. So first, a little background, and this, some of this was mentioned in the introduction, but a little bit more detail. What is StatWay? StatWay was a national initiative that started in 2010, and TCC was one of 19 first-round colleges that got in on the ground floor. It's since been expanded significantly. More colleges are signing on all the time. I'm not certain, actually, but I think they're up to somewhere between a 50 and 100 colleges on a nationwide basis now that are offering StatWay. Also want to give credit, along with Tacoma Community College, Seattle Central Community College, now changed their name to Seattle Central College, was one of the first 19 colleges, and we've worked very closely with them since 2010 on this program. And the concept behind StatWay is to take a student who has placed into developmental math, or sometimes called remedial math, but we use the term developmental, to and through a college-level statistics course that will satisfy their math requirement for a general transfer degree or a bachelor's degree in a condensed amount of time. And that's done, as mentioned, by integrating the developmental math with the college-level statistics topics, sort of takes a just-in-time approach where instead of students spending one or two quarters or semesters taking developmental math and then going on to a college-level class, they'll, you know, do a developmental math topic that they need to then immediately apply that to a college-level statistics topic. Also, the course is very focused on sort of using applied real-world data and lots of scenarios to make the content more relevant to students and less abstract and theoretical. So that's a little bit of an overview. So a little bit more specifically about how we're trying to do that. You know, an underlying concept here is that math remediation in particular, as I think you know and was mentioned, is a real been a real problem for students in completing their college degrees. I mean, we do have a national issue with students not being ready for college-level English and reading, but the challenges students place with meeting college-level math requirements is much greater. A much, much higher percentage of students come in needing remediation in math, and the success levels in students reaching their college-level math is much, much lower than students reaching their college-level English requirements. As is mentioned, StatWay is very focused on a particular group of students. Because it is leading up to a college-level statistics course, it is does not serve the needs of STEM major students who need to go into pre-calculus and calculus. It also doesn't serve the needs of business major students who have very specific business math requirements, business calculus requirements that they need to take. So there are a lot of students who cannot take advantage of StatWay, but the concept here was for students who are not pursuing a math-specific discipline or subject area, and their need to take a college-level math class is just the fact that nearly all colleges and universities require all bachelor's degree-seeking students to complete one college-level course in mathematics, and statistics is a course frequently used for that purpose, and part of the initiative was to say that for those places where it's not, it probably should be. I mean, we still have a lot of colleges that are requiring students to take, like, a college algebra college-level course, which doesn't have any application for them if they're not in a STEM or a business pathway. So the students who are taking the StatWay are primarily humanities majors and social science majors. The StatWay statistics is going to meet the needs of, say, a student who wants to major in sociology or psychology or anthropology. Those students are typically required to take an introductory statistics class, and StatWay does that for them. So, again, there's sort of two components, well, more than two, but two key components to the StatWay program that are trying to make changes and reach success. And one is to focus the curriculum to be exclusively toward the statistics, taking the just-in-time approach. One of the challenges that I've seen personally and that is sort of known and been studied with the way we most of our schools do remedial math, developmental math curriculum, is that students are sort of repeating the broad mathematics curriculum that they also saw in high school to sort of prepare them for everything. I mean, even in an elementary algebra course, a first-year algebra course at a community college, we are covering some topics that are only going to come up again for a student if they end up in pre-calculus later. And so one of the things was to look at the curriculum of the developmental remedial track and say, what components of this do students really need to be successful and be prepared for a college-level statistics class? And if there are parts of this that they don't need for that, there's no need for us to spend a lot of time, running through students through something that doesn't count toward college credit, that's developmental or remedial, that they're not going to need. So changing the curriculum to focus on statistics. But the other major component of the StatWay project is that it also focuses on the pedagogy and not just the curriculum. And to say, okay, we need to teach the right things, and we need to teach them in the right way. And a lot of people got involved at the national level who are real experts in math pedagogy, and a lot of what we've been starting to learn in the last few years about that was carefully applied to the StatWay program. So the StatWay program has built into the curriculum collaborative learning and in-class exercises throughout in a structured way that's been shown to help build student success. You can't really teach a StatWay class and just lecture in a what we call traditional lecture. Peer lecture is not that traditional anymore, but the way we would have taught math 15 or 20 years ago, the StatWay is not built to be taught that way. And another important pedagogical concept that's woven throughout the StatWay curriculum is what the Carnegie Foundation refers to as productive persistence, sometimes productive struggle, and that is that students need to be challenged to come to some understanding of the concepts through their own work and not just be told everything to do at every step of the way. Someone who I've heard from at many StatWay conferences, Jim Stigler, is a professor of psychology at UC Berkeley, and he's worked very closely with Carnegie on this and talks very interestingly about having studied. He's done a lot of research, and his team has done a lot of research looking at videos of teachers teaching math across the U.S. and in different countries. And it's not so much how much time the students spend working on their own versus having the teacher present information to them. The key is to have the students struggle enough on their own that they're understanding what the problem is and coming to some of their own understanding without getting frustrated, but without giving them the answer before they really had to work with it, really had to fully engage with it. So pedagogy and curriculum both fundamentally reviewed and changed with the StatWay. As was mentioned, we're having some very good success, and Carnegie is very carefully tracking all the StatWay schools. All the StatWay schools are feeding huge amounts of data on student completions and success back to Carnegie. There's lots of more data available on their website, which I'll link to here at the end. But just to give you a sense of what we're looking at, here at TCC, first part of the slide, looking at some 2011-12 data. When we look at students who would start in our elementary algebra course and then move on to our quarter-long intermediate algebra course and then move on to a statistics course, about 40% of the students who attempted to move through that pathway would be successful at the end. Actually, we were looking at students at the end who'd gone through the pathway. The StatWay condenses for us that three-quarter-long sequence into two quarters of academic work. Generically, on a national level, we refer to those two courses as StatWay 1 and StatWay 2. I mean, we have to assign numbers to them, but our numbers might be different than some other schools. And 60% of students are moving through those two courses successfully, which is, of course, a huge difference. And then the other thing that Tacoma Community College is doing quite a bit of that is, I don't know unique, but we're a very, very small minority of schools in the StatWay project who are having success offering StatWay all in one quarter. So we have two different courses, Statway 1 and Statway 2, but we have a lot of students who choose to take basically almost their entire course load for a quarter just to be math, which initially we thought, what student is going to want to go to school and have their whole course load for the quarter be math? But the answer is a lot if they know that at the end of that they're going to be done with math. And that's what happens when they take Statway 1 and Statway 2 in one quarter. And in that case, we get an 80% success rate, in part because the students are more engaged and in part because community colleges in particular have a problem. We struggle with retention where, separate from any academic issues, just so many of our students have to stop out and come back and aren't able to sort of sustain their school effort over time. And so by getting the Statway 1 and 2 done in just a 11-week quarter, we don't have any students dropping out for family reasons or personal reasons or for financial reasons. So Carnegie, as I mentioned, is tracking national data, and so then they track it in a little bit different way. They're looking at cohorts of students. And the key figure that they're touting, which is very impressive, is that 50% of Statway students are completing a college-level statistics course within 1 year of starting at the college. And that compares, it's hard to draw a direct comparison because Statway is only for certain students, but one potentially useful comparison number is that if you look at all community college students, only 15% of all community college students who start out taking a remedial math course have gotten through a college-level class even within a two-year period. So that's a huge improvement nationally, and we're pleased that our 60% completion rate is tracking just a little bit above the national completion rate, but I think is very sort of similar too. And that's near the end of the formal presentation that I had, a couple of just sort of wrap-up things. As I mentioned, a strong national project, which we've partnered on, and so I give you there the Carnegie Foundation Statway website, which would have lots more details about the curriculum and the pedagogical things that I mentioned, and also would have lots of data reports and studies, breaking down the data in a lot of ways as to what the student completions are. So that's sort of the end of the formal part that I had, but I hope that you'll have some questions and would be happy to try to answer them.
Thank you, Mike. That was really informative. I know I'm pretty excited about this program, and I know that we have several people on there who will likely have questions. I'm going to start with a question of my own, and I see that some have come in, and I'll get to those in a moment. But here's my question. You had I thought it was really interesting that you had said that it wasn't really, when you talk about in the classroom, that it wasn't really neither the length of time the teacher talked nor the length of time that the students work through the problems, but that it was this, nuanced. Did they struggle enough? Was the question, was what you found was important? And that seems to me like that would be so different for each student. So how are you working with the instructors to be able to do that?
That's a good question, and you're right, that is going to vary for each student, and it is a challenge for the instructors, and certainly a major component of the faculty training that goes into, before an instructor is assigned to teach Statway, I'm not sure if it's formally required, but as a practical matter, Carnegie is supporting training sessions, and all the faculty at TCC and at Seattle Central have gone through training before they're assigned to teach Statway. I don't think there's any one answer to that. I think that's part of the human element of teaching. But certainly one component is that in a Statway class, students are always working in teams of four. And again, this is not something that an individual teacher will decide to do. It is part of the structure of the program. So students are working in teams of four throughout every class session. And that's also one of the things that does is gives you a check for the one student who's not getting it is always got three teammates there to check with, and then if the team is in agreement that they're really stuck, you know, they feel supported to ask the instructor, hey, we're not getting this. They're usually not struggling to be asked to do something all by themselves. So that's, I think, a part of the answer to that. I see a lot of questions coming in. Ask me those?
Yeah, because they're kind of scrolling by you, so they're probably hard to –
and so there's two of us writing them down over here.
Okay.
So from Joyce, what is – she has a couple questions. So the first one is, what is your typical teacher-student ratio in your StatWay classes? And what is the class demographics in Tacoma?
We're doing our StatWay the same as what we would do our other math classes, but as a medium-sized community college, we intentionally have small classes. At Tacoma Community College, 30 is our standard math class size, and so most of our StatWay classes have good enrollment and are full and have 30 in them, which allows you to get, you know, 4 to 6 of these student teams and is very manageable. If, say, some of the schools in the California State University system are doing StatWay, and if they would typically run large classes with 50 or 60, I would think that they would need to break them up because I don't think that you could employ the pedagogy that's part of the StatWay program in a large university class with 50 or 60 or 100 students at a time. Demographic-wise, TCC, being an urban community college, is very diverse overall, and we see a lot of that diversity in our StatWay program because of the fact that it is appealing to sort of a diverse set of majors and a diverse set of students. I don't have data handy on that, but I have sat in and observed some of those classes and talked to some of the faculty, and I know that we would be seeing probably a little bit more diversity in a StatWay class than in your average TCC class. And I think TCC is running, ethnic diversity, oh, gosh, there's a number I should know, but 20, 30, 40% of our students at least would have some type of ethnic diversity. And of course, at a community college, the other thing we get that really changes the classroom is diversity of age. We have a lot of non-traditional returning students, so any particular StatWay class is going to have a bunch of traditional aged, 18 to 21-year-old students and a bunch of returning students or students coming out of the military who are in their 30s or 40s or beyond. And it really changes the dynamic of a collaborative learning group when you've got two 18-year-olds, a military veteran who's 32, and a retired carpenter who's 47 working in the same collaborative student learning group.
So we have another question from Tracy Sherman. She wants to know if you've done any work to figure out how much a class like StatWay could save the students in terms of credits.
In our case, it's, we are taking what would have normally been a three-quarter-long pathway and condensed it into two quarters. So they're going to, they're going to save themselves one quarter or one math course. And, of course, our tuition's on a sliding scale, so we don't have a flat tuition per class, so a little bit hard to do that. But certainly in terms of time, we're taking a year-long sequence of courses and condensing it down to two quarters. And then, as I mentioned, we provide the option for students to do that in one quarter. If someone is looking at national StatWay data, the rest of the country besides Washington is on semesters. We're really the only quarter state left. And so any national StatWay data you're seeing is going to talk about StatWay 1 and StatWay 2 being semester-long courses, and StatWay students would take a year to complete their StatWay as opposed to a year and a half or 2 years that they would have to spend in a traditional curriculum.
So Susan Godding has a question, and that is that the National Center for Academic Transformation advocates a method of teaching called Emporium Math. Olympic has implemented Emporium Math. Emporium Math has great success. I believe that's a high school. Sue, you could type the answer to that if because I'm not sure when you say Olympic what you're referencing. Emporium Math has had great success, and as important reduces the per and it reduces the per student cost. Did TCC consider cost per student when choosing Statway?
Well, TCC also has a large Emporium Math program. And Statway is not compatible with Emporium Math because the key with Emporium Math is that a lot of the instruction is computer-based and students can work at their own pace. And Statway is actually in some ways more instructor-student engaged than a traditional curriculum, and the Emporium is usually a little bit less, but we're having very good success with our Emporium model also. The key difference for us is that students who are successful in an Emporium model have to be very motivated because they actually take a little more responsibility for their own learning than they might in a traditional environment. Because it's self-paced, they have to sort of manage their own progression through the Emporium curriculum. With Statway, students are in a cohort and working more closely with their instructor. So we see them as very compatible and meeting the needs of different types of students. And we're also very pleased with the success that we're getting in our Emporium model, and that is also accelerating students through in a different way. Now, our Emporium at TCC doesn't involve any college-level course. It just deals with the remediation. So even if students accelerate through the developmental curriculum at Tacoma Community College, then they'll have to take a quarter-long college-level course because we don't include any college-level courses in our Emporium model program. So we see them as complementary depending on the needs of the students and the student's learning style.
We have probably time for one more question from the audience. If you type it in, I'm going to pose one more question myself, and that is, this information is pretty impressive around Statway. Do you know if they're going to move into any other directions in the future that Tacoma may be adopting?
Well, I'm not so two parts. I'm not exactly sure what Tacoma is going to do. Another thing that people who are looking into this more might start hearing about is that the Carnegie Foundation for Teaching and Learning started with Statway, which leads students up to a college-level statistics course. They have since also had a parallel initiative called Quantway, and Quantway is very, very similar, uses the same sort of pedagogical and curriculum changes, but instead of trying to take a student through a college-level statistics course, they're trying to take students through a college-level quantitative skills class, which is common in Washington, sometimes called Math for Liberal Arts students. At the University of Washington, it's their Math 107 course. So we're considering the possibility of it's a question a little bit as to whether it would make sense to do both Statway and Quantway since their goals are very overlapping. But that's certainly something that we might consider. The other thing that we know we need to work on here, and Carnegie is also working on, is that, and I think this is going to happen in the coming year, is that Carnegie is in the process, and TCC will immediately be adapting bridge courses that allow a student who has done Statway but now realized that they're actually interested in being a business major when they didn't think they were, or they're interested in getting into a STEM pathway when they didn't think that they were, to be able to transition without having to back up and sort of retread some of the ground they covered because they'd gotten onto the Statway path.
Oh, Mike, that is really an interesting pathway, and really like closing on that really upbeat note, because isn't that what we're really trying to do in a lot of ways, is encourage these students to go into directions that they weren't aware that they could even accomplish.
Right.
I'm going to wrap up this and say thank you so much, Mike Flodin, for telling us about this program, Statway, that you are using in Tacoma. This ends our four-part series on college and career readiness. In September, we kick off our next series of webinars on how early learning can help to close the achievement gap. You can sign up for the next series of webinars at our website, educationvoters.org. I'm going to give you a brief overview. We kick off the series on September 10th with a speaker whose parent, who is a parent whose child is at a quality preschool. She'll be talking about what quality early learning does for her child and her family. The second in the series on September 24th will be a discussion on why the sheriff departments all across the nation actively support early learning. And we'll close the series on October 8th with why the business community supports early learning. Please sign up for our next series of webinars at educationvoters.org. And lastly, if you missed parts of the presentation or would like to download the slides, they are available on our website at educationvoters.org. And we hope to see you again in September. Thank you for attending.